What a beautifully eerie winter's day today. There is such thick fog that you can barely see the trees in the common. And cycling up to the Lido, it was very, very eerie. These trees look amazing out of nothing. Suddenly, you do see them when you get closer to them. And I was wondering whether from a far distance I could see maybe some light of the Lido. And only at the very last minute, when I got off the high road and into that car park area, could I faintly see the light. And my heart sang, didn't sink, it sang, because I knew that the Lido was going to be open. Because sometimes if it's really foggy, I guess the lifeguards can't see the people swim. But it's not as bad, I guess. And I'm walking through the first gate and the second gate, and I wonder what the pool looks like. It was cold again during the night. I think there must have been a frost, because on the grass there's a bit of ice on the grass. And yes, it looks amazing. I've just come through, and you can't see the bottom of the pool. You can faintly see the Lido calf and the fountain, but the fountain is not on. As ever, train whizzing past, and it looks so amazing to suddenly see top of trees and not the whole of the tree because of the fog. It's really lovely. I wonder what that will do to the airport, because today is actually my last swim in 2010, because this evening I'm flying to South Africa for Christmas and I'm back on the 31st of December. I don't know if I can still swim in this year at the Lido, but I will certainly try my best to maybe make it before the Lido closes on the 31st. Not sure now when my flight gets in, but yeah, I will be swimming in the ocean, mind you. And God, the difference in temperature will be quite amazing. I've swum in the Indian Ocean before. It is beautiful. So I really look forward to spending some time there. It'll be summer there and very warm, which will be great. And then coming back, we'll have to get used to the cold temperatures again in time for our World Championships, or the Cold Water Championships, which will be on the 22nd of January. So I'll probably have to climatize again a little bit. But it'll be great. As long as I can get some swimming in South Africa, I'll be a happy, happy person. So, here, I don't know if there's any ice anywhere. It doesn't really look like it, or maybe at the bottom of the pool. But I'm going to park my bicycle and sign in and do my bit. I can't hang around too much today, because I still got loads to do before I leave. So, I will be sending, hopefully, some booze from South Africa. So do stay tuned.